Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere. Stands out everywhere. From just $25,990, drive away with auto.
Hello and welcome everyone. Julian King on fire, by the way. You need somebody to open up the batting nicely. You followed Matty White and Vossie today and he's got us off to a wonderful start. So we appreciate that, Jules. Happy birthday, Jimmy Smith, 50 today. We welcome our listeners, 1170 SEN in the Harbour City, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast. Those listening, wherever you may be on the SEN app, and you can download the SEN app, by the way, from the App Store and the Google Play Store. Our podcast listeners on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and the world has shifted, I suppose, in many ways, Fletch. Down at the pub on Saturday, a lot of people listen on the app these days.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations. Well done.
Congratulations. How was your weekend, bro?
Oh, it was a terrific weekend.
I reckon Saturday.
I was excited Friday. Yeah. Remember, Thursday night I jumped out and I played golf. And then went into town and...
Yeah, we had a meaningful conversation late Saturday night.
Well, I was coming home from the races and your wife was taking the phone off and all I heard was, Joel, no, you're not speaking to him.
I reckon Saturday. So I went to the pub. That was my first crack at the pub. And it felt as though it was International Pole Yourself Day. Mm. Everyone I saw and spoke to, and guilty, Your Honour, they were just ramping it up.
Yeah, well, it's, as I was saying, it's freedom.
Yeah.
We're finally, and I reckon the responsible service of alcohol will be pulled in next week.
Yes.
Because it was everywhere. I was in town on Friday, as I mentioned, and yeah, it was on.
I got the, over the road, I went and got the number eight at Vispo over the road. It's outstanding. It's a beautiful sandwich, chicken sandwich. And I was speaking to the boys there.
You looking for freebies?
No.
What is it, Vispo?
Vispo. Little pocket shop over the road here. But anyway, beautiful little... Portuguese chicken. No, mate, that's not my go. Never tarnish me with that.
Cash for comment?
Nope. Mm. I want to pay my way. I've never got a free one from them or a discount. So I'm just talking out of merit here, Nathan. And they were talking about a long Sunday. I reckon yesterday could have been a record day for hangovers.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Yeah. I was rattled. What about you, Brooksy?
They should do the announcement. How many hangovers?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 11 o'clocker. Yeah.
We had 15,427 hangovers. It was pretty much the Everest Carnival that did a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what?
I didn't answer the question.
Yeah,
no,
I got a double shot, which is, I think it's illegal. I won't name the place. But I said, can I get a shot? And they, you know, usually you can't, you have had the ice in it.
Yeah.
Mm. And I got a double. It just reminded me.
Was it a...
No, it wasn't a free.
No,
free for all.
Just a double.
Anyway, Bush. I digress.
This bloke here is fresh today. Gibbo, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I feel sorry for you guys because it's one of the few times on a Monday where I'm fresh as a daisy. I had a couple of drinks on Saturday and that was it.
Repeat the comments you said outside. It's refreshing to see what, 40 pluses?
Yeah, it's cute when 40 and 50 year olds talk about how drunk they got on the weekend. I don't know, it was my observation of listening to you guys talk about your hangovers.
Tell you what I did, though. I made myself pay. I got up, 10K walk in the morning, exaggerating, might have been 6, right? But did that, mowed the lawns when I got home.
Yeah.
You just trained yesterday with the team. You just got to earn it sometimes, don't you?
6K walk feels like 10. Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's good to just nip it in the bud.
It's that old, you play up, you get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
Mm.
That's what some... smart people used to say.
You play up, you get up. Yeah. I tell you, birthday today, Brian. There's a not just Jimmy Smith's birthday, 50, the great man. However, there is another birthday, and I'll give you some clues.
Yep.
This, I've been to her concert, actually. This female.
Barbra Streisand.
Nope. Was the first female to have 5 hits.
Pink.
Wrong. From, no more guessing until the end. 5 hits from the one album. Number one hits from the same album. Only one other individual has done that, Michael Jackson. So this person joined them. Her parents are not at all proud of her. They've been very public about that.
Britney?
Because she did something and she liked it. Have a look at her.
Oh, yeah. Katy Perry.
Yeah, they're very religious and they weren't buying into that. So this was almost a bit of a up yours to the parents.
And now she's knocking around Orlando.
Mm. Knocking around with Orlando.
Yeah.
Right. She was broken up by Russell Brand via text.
Gotcha.
So that's how he broke up with her.
So, yeah, because she's the daughter of a preacher.
Yes.
So they are obviously very religious. So she's gone the bad boys, hasn't she?
You know what her name is? She's actually Kate Hudson. That's her name.
Yeah.
Catherine Hudson, Kate Hudson. So she had to obviously change it not to be the second Kate Hudson coming
and
through.
And the middle name of the other Kate Hudson is?
Gary.
Gary.
That's exactly right.
But Gary is Gary.
And I tell you what she does, Katy Perry, which I think is very, very clever. In her regular days when she's not out there working, etc., she wears the same tracksuit. Not the same tracksuit, but she'd have many of the same. Why would she do that?
So people can't take photos of her.
Correct. They devalue the paparazzi photos. So she's always getting around in the same gear.
It's on a green tracksuit with a number on the back, is it? That would be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. It's an Adidas tracksuit. That's very clever though, isn't it?
It is very clever.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Katy Perry.
Is that why you do the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I have the one tracksuit. Anyway, let us know how your weekend was. If you had to sum up your weekend in a movie, what would it be? Mine and Brian's, by the sounds of it, would be Schindler's List.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Can I ask you this? Because I know he'll call soon, Rob. How did his call go? Because he was going to... I wasn't... Obviously, on Friday, I was out. 35 points, by
well,
the way.
Well, the best way to probably answer that, Brian, is 35 points.
Mm.
Is that good score?
Well, it's...
36 is par for the...
Yeah. So I nearly played on my handicap. Yeah. But I got the cash. It was good. A pressure putt on the 16th. But we'll get into that later on.
Yeah.
Sogsy, if you're listening.
To answer your question, how did Rob go? Well, the Ryko Fielders call on Rob, if you're listening, is 1300 01 1170. But let's just say there was plenty of feedback from the listeners.
Yep.
And there was plenty of feedback from one Brett Finch. But anyway, the man is here himself. So let's get it straight from the horse's mouth. And Matthew Hill's on the line. I mean, Rob. How are you, Rob?
Yeah, welcome to Joel and Fletch. Joel, Fletch, I tell you, I was flustered on Friday. I tell you, because when I rang up, firstly, I was muted. Then they played the Oscars music before I could even talk.
Yep.
And then it was the worst call of a Cox Plate I've ever done in my life. And I did send a text to apologise to Finchie and Joel. So
Okay, well, I've
got updates on...
I didn't hear it, Rob, so do you want another crack at it?
No. Animo should have got the protest. There you go.
Okay, we're going to catch up with Andrew Bensley shortly. I've got to say this, Rob, that I was lucky to have... Well, both you and I had Animo, Fletch, but we had it in doubles. So in the end, I did have State of Rest to win. However, that said, and I find on social media... basically the sentiment towards which way it should have went is who you backed. If you backed Animo, you thought it should have got upheld. If you backed State of Rest, it should have been dismissed. But for me, who backed State of Rest, I think it should have been upheld. What did you think, Brian?
Well, I was speaking to an old jockey out there who I was, when it was on, because obviously it went for 20 minutes, he said, yeah, all day that's going to be, it's upheld, but it'll be dismissed. And he explained that it pushed Animo into the worst part of the track. So they had to take that in consideration because everything was winning down the middle.
That's right.
And then he also said as a jockey, he lost the use of the whip because the horse came so hard against
his right hand.
His right
State
hand.
Of Rest was on the right. So it was some race, though, wasn't it, Rob?
Oh, it was fantastic. I think there's only been one protest ever upheld in the Cox Plate, Joel.
Okay.
Going back, I think, about 2004 or 5.
You don't remember the winner, Rob?
Not that far back. No, you do. Who was it?
No, I don't remember that one, to be honest with you. I'm not as good with the Cox Plates as I am the Melbourne Cups.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
apart from the race... Yeah, go on.
Please. I was just going to say the conspiracy theorists out there were saying that it went for so long is because they wanted to take the shine off the invitation that was coming.
Oh.
So they went for 25 minutes. So everyone was talking about that.
Yeah.
In the lead up to the invitation, which was obviously the new one on the block.
And the conspiracy theorists also were very public. And I don't know why this would be the case, but they're saying if it wasn't an international horse, it would have been upheld. But I don't know why. That would be a factor.
Maybe saying,
Michelle Payne was 100% certain it was going to be upheld. And she said it before, you know, the protest went through. So even a jockey thought, it would be upheld. But anyway, it wasn't. And... it's the winner, and you're happy, Joel.
Yeah, what about the rides, though? Like, to be honest with you, so State of Rest affords the run for Animo, which is no factor when it comes to it, but it was very patient, I was saying to Fletch, Johnny Allen, he was very patient, we're very elegant, took off around the outside. I actually think very elegant was probably the run of the race, the horse itself. It was a magic run, and now all of a sudden you think, oh, gee, is it back in the mix for the Melbourne Cup. We'll speak to Andrew Bensley very shortly on that, but it was just too smart. Yeah. Craig Williams stuck him behind on Animo. Johnny Allen took the initiative. Through the middle he went, and a great ride, won the race.
And he's a jumps jockey going back a few years ago too, Johnny Allen.
Oh, he's a great jockey.
Yeah. Boys, the other two things, what a win by Liverpool over Man U overnight. Oh, did you see Salah's three goals? Unbelievable. Patrick.
He's the Ballon d'Or, isn't he?
Fantastic. Is he what? He's 100-1 on to win it. 100-1 on. And the other thing, boys, I went and watched the Matildas play on Saturday night at CommBank Stadium. 15,000 people. Unbelievable. Geez, they play well. And these poor girls, they haven't seen their loved ones, parents and whatever, brothers, sisters, for 2 years. And they're standing on the sideline after the match and they can't go within, like, 5 metres of the crowd. And they're just talking for, you know, minute after minute to their parents that they haven't seen. It was unbelievable. But I'll tell you, a star out of that team, Mary Rogers.
Have you been to CommBank before, Rob?
I went last year to the other year to watch the Wanderers play. Yes, I've been there once before.
It's an absolute beauty. What would you rate better out of Amy Park and CommBank Stadium?
Amy Park, I've never been to.
It just never gets old, does it? It never gets old. Yes, I love that.
I was just trying to think what CommBank Stadium is. Now it's Bank West.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Didn't know they've taken over. Is it a takeover?
CommBank runs Bank West.
You don't frequent too many games, have you been?
No.
Have you been there?
I have been there.
Yeah.
I have been there.
It's a ripper, isn't it?
Yeah, not to see a game.
No.
We just had a, I think we had a photo shoot there.
A launch. I went there for the second Parramatta home game there against the Dragons and got to go in the VIP section, which is sort of, it's about 10 rows from the field. So instead of it being quite far back, you're actually got a bar in at halfway, a big U-shaped bar, and you can stand at high tops. It's sort of a few stadiums in the States have built their indoor stadiums like that, so you don't have to sit in your seat. You can go to the bar and watch the game, and that's what they've got in this VIP section. It was amazing.
I think the new football stadium is going to be great.
Oh, I walked past it the other day.
Yeah, I've seen they've got this stuff online. It's going to it's going to be so good. The capacity is only 40,000.
Yeah, or it might be. I saw 45.
Yeah, or whatever.
Like it's going to be a bit more than what we had.
But they couldn't build anything bigger.
Yeah.
Because of ANZ. Is that what you've heard?
I haven't
heard
that.
That was part of the deal?
Yeah.
So they couldn't take Origin or...
There's rumours that the Rabbitohs might play their home games there.
You'd be mad if you didn't.
It looks like the acoustics is going to be amazing. Yeah. Like the roof is somewhat over the field as well.
Yep.
So that's going to keep all that noise in.
I think Paulo from Pekas was part of International Give Yourself a Poleaxing Day. He said the weekend was the same as a hangover minus a tiger. Paulo.
Oh, his movie.
Yeah,
gotcha.
His movie. Did AJ have anything running in the Cox Plate? Yeah, he said Animo.
Yeah, he was very, very keen on Animo.
Well, They're probably right.
No help to us.
Both declaring incentivised for the Melbourne Cup, by the way, which does not meet the Sugar Files criteria. Just be listening and warning to that one, punters. Anyway,
But to give you a wrap, state of rest, Saturday morning, epiphany-like, you sent the text through.
With the crow.
Yeah.
With the crowd. Bit of luck. I needed a bit of luck. But anyway, sometimes you get that. 1300-01-1170 is the Ryko Fielders call line. You can text 0457 736 736. The Twitter at Joel Fletch SEM, where Brooksy has posted, what streets should the Formula One be on in Sydney? We're proposing it should be in Sydney.
Well, there's talk that Melbourne, we might be able to steal it off Melbourne.
Yeah.
We're stealing a lot of things off Melbourne lately. So where would it start? Where would it finish? Do we have roundabouts? Do we have silent cops?
Who could run the Sydney Formula One?
Peter Volandis.
Oh, no further questions.
He'll be on the. Maybe we started. I think we should have the podium, the finish line, the Meccano set. And
looks good.
Vic LaRusso will just be. Vic LaRusso commentates from the from his Harris Farm chopper.
Yes, that's the type of thing we're after. So, if there's any other recommendation as to how we would build our Formula One, so we've got where it finishes.
Well, I'm just suggesting that's the Meccano set is already built.
Yeah.
So it's instead of, and we saw Shaq was in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the we can have some of our basketballs on there.
Yeah, I like that.
Imagine Damien Trio Kia just sitting up there. He'd love it.
At the finish line?
Yes, at the finish line, just sitting up there giving out trophies.
Is Steve Carfino one of ours yet?
Steve Carfino, give him.
He could do that.
Who else have we got?
Oh.
Gazy. He might make a stance and go, sorry,
yeah,
I'm with the Melbourne crew.
Like, going down William Street, turning left into Darlinghurst Road at about 10 o'clock on a Friday night. There's quite some interesting cats out.
I'd like the Spit Bridge to be some sort of little
I like that
play
too.
Its part. If it goes up, sorry.
All right, yeah.
That's why qualifying is so important.
Pit stops and Spit Bridge stops.
Yeah, let us know. Parramatta Road's got to get a run, Sue, at some stage.
Where it goes from three lanes into one, that heckos bit there at Leichhardt.
Yeah, that's what we're after. Norton Street, that's a battle. 1300 01 1170. By the way, I've been talking to the great Simon Marshall, who you mentioned I tipped it. Well, I've got to say, not before this bloke tipped it. State of Rest, he was very keen on. The week before, he said Nature Strip. We're getting him on a Friday. He's nailing them. And I do notice that Kieran McAvoy, who copped the suspension, we're going to speak to Andrew Bensley very shortly, but he is booked to ride Grand Promenade for Kieran Maher. So the fact that he's opted to sit out of Derby Day, there's four Group 1s he's going to forego, and he's going to ride Grand Promenade, which does meet the Sugar Files. He's a gun.
So how does it work? I know you're all for this in NRL, in the NRL stakes.
Yes.
Where if you get a suspension, you can defer them.
Yes.
So does a Melbourne Cup equal two Group 1s on this Saturday? How does it
work? Well, ask Andrew. I don't know that.
You don't know?
Specifically, but I do know that I think he could have deferred Derby Day, for example. Yeah. He could have rode in Derby Day but missed out on the Cup.
Gotcha. So it was one or the other.
I think so, yeah. Okay. But we'll ask Andrew Bensley how that works. He'll know far better than I how that plays out. We've got the Doyenner Decisions, Lukey Patton coming up, Steve O'Keefe to talk about the T20 World Cup. It's wide open there. There's no doubt about that. Badge and Sats, and we'll have an update from Sportsbet as well. 1300 01 1170. Just before we hit the break, it's time to take care of a bit of quizness. And Breakfast with Vossie. We'll be doing a daily quiz, taking care of Quizness. I keep saying taking care of Quizness to celebrate their first year on air and our first year on air. Throughout the day, Matty White, Jimmy Smith, Julian King today have been giving away some answers to tomorrow's questions. We'll give you answers to questions 6 and 7 throughout today's show. So if you get 10 questions right, you'll win $1,170, which happened this morning, I think you'll find. So well done to the winner there who scooped the pool with $1,170. It's the Workwear Group Tradie Hour. King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. And I might just give you a little sneak peek as to when we'll be revealing the first of the questions as I scroll down the rundown. In fact, I'll reveal that when we return. A break and back with more on Drive with Joel and Fletch.